Farage warns the invasion continues, as record 1,450 illegals arrive in August. By Victoria Friedman on September 2, 2020. A monthly record of more than 1,450 illegal aliens crossed the English Channel and landed on British shores in August. Analysis by the British newswire agency Press Association found that last month's illegal arrivals were almost as many as June and July combined, at nearly 1,500. The report also revealed August 6 to have had a record-breaking 235 illegal aliens crossing from France to the UK in one day. Over 5,000 illegals, mostly hailing from the Middle East, Asia, and Africa, have arrived in the UK since January. This number does not include those who came undetected, without being intercepted by authorities. The East Kent port town of Dover, a frequent landing spot for illegals, saw more arrivals on Tuesday, with some being brought to shore by UK Border Forces patrol boat, Hunter. Elected politician-turned-investigative journalist Nigel Farage shared exclusive footage of migrants in a small motorized boat who landed ashore and dispersed, likely to disappear into Britain's black economy, and unlikely to be registered with the Home Office, let alone be sent back to France. "Chaos in Kent today," Mr. Farage remarked, before criticizing the mainstream media for failing to talk about the migrant crisis, but the invasion continues. Home Secretary Priti Patel has come under increasing criticism in the last few months for failing to get a grip on the migrant crisis brewing in the English Channel. Recently, more than 40 Tory MPs have called on the government to change the asylum laws and refuse to grant refugee status to migrants who travelled illegally to the UK after passing through safe countries. The Home Office had openly blamed activist lawyers in a tweet last month for taking advantage of regulations, which are rigid and open to abuse to delay and disrupt returns of illegals to the last EU country of residence. However, following pressure from legal bodies, the government department later deleted the tweet. Breitbart London reported in August that the government is struggling to return even a small number of migrants to countries like France and Germany, safe, developed nations where migrants should have filed their asylum claims. Last week, activist lawyers from three law firms had successfully stopped every single one of the 23 scheduled deportations to Spain on one flight. A government spokesman had remarked that efforts to facilitate entirely legitimate and legal returns are too often frustrated by last-minute challenges submitted hours before a scheduled flight. He said that the claims for appeal are very often baseless and entirely without merit, but as they are given full legal consideration, it often means deportations being rescheduled. This can effectively result in the timing out of a return due to stringent Dublin regulations, he said. Last week, Farage told the government that during Brexit negotiations with the EU, it must entirely remove itself from the Dublin III regulations, which allows people, effectively, to not claim asylum in France but to come to Britain. "That's the only way we are going to stop the flow this year," he added.